Blog Talk Radio.
This is Saida Garrett, and I'm tuned in to Intro to Info with my girl, Makeisha.
You are listening to Intro to Info with your host, Makeisha from D.C. That's me, open-minded, business-minded, spiritual, a little hood, and very nerdy and down-to-earth. And Queen of Hearts from Florida. She's so ladylike, family-oriented, quick-witted, and a real pillar in her community. On our platform, we discuss anything imaginable, but we talk a lot of pop culture, current events, and speak on our personal life experiences. We interview fantastic guests with unique stories, and Lord knows we just have organic fun. And check this out. If you want to join in on the fun, call in at 515-605-9376. We are live on Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m. EST on the J. King Network. If you are an info for info, tune in to Intro to Info.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Saida Garrett, and I'm tuned in to Intro to Info with my girl, Makeisha.
You are listening to Intro to Info with your host, Makeisha from D.C. That's me, open-minded, business-minded, spiritual, a little hood, and very nerdy, and down-to-earth. And Queen of Hearts from Florida. She's so ladylike, family-oriented, quick-witted, and a real pillar in her community. On our platform, we discuss anything imaginable, but we talk a lot of pop culture, current events, and speak on our personal life experiences. We interview fantastic guests with unique stories, and Lord knows we just have organic fun. And check this out. If you want to join in on the fun, call in at 515-605-9376. We are live on Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m. EST on the J. King Network. If you are an info for info, tune in to Intro to Info.
It's Saturday night and 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that could only mean one thing. Welcome to this episode of Intro to Info. My name is Makeisha, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. So glad that you could join us tonight, whether you're listening live or via the archive podcast. We're here, like I said, every Saturday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the J. King Network. The J. King Network is inundated with fantastic shows with great content. I definitely want to thank Jay again for giving me a chance. He has allowed me to be on this platform for years, and I've met some fantastic people and had some great opportunities with this network. Queen of Hearts and myself, we used to work with Mr. Charles Mitchell, who I want to also give a shout-out to, and we had some great connections there. And I used to have my own entity. Intro to Info was his own thing, but it's good to kind of just try out different things. Having my own platform is different from having Jay's platform because people listen to me just because I'm on his network, and so that's traffic coming through you. So you gotta figure out what works best for you. Queen of Hearts, I see you in the queue. I'm going to bring you right on. I'm taking you off mute now. I'm really excited to get into our special guest, Ted, but I first want to see how you holding up, the children, the husband. How's things, babe?
Girl, we good. I'm tired, a little high right now because I just came from this event, and I didn't know they was blowing as much as they were blowing a lot of trees like that. So, oh, my goodness, I can't take it. I can't take it no more. So I got the munchies. If y'all hear me chewing while I'm on the air, no disrespect. I'm just trying to calm down a little bit because, Key, you know I don't smoke, but, whoo, boy, whoo.
That's why I woke up And that's fine, but that's why I couldn't figure out what you saying, high or hot. She cannot be saying high because she's drug free. But you high
exactly. I'm drug free, but they was blowing a lot, and they were blowing so many different grades and different fragrances. I smell grape. I smell pineapple. I smell, like really. Oh, and it's windy down here. It's very, very windy. So no matter where I tried to locate, I was getting that contact.
Okay. It's kind of like somebody tampering with a virgin because you do not do drugs, and I feel like you violated right now. And I'm getting a little pissed off. Let me bring Tam.
You hear what
Tam,
I'm saying?
No, I'm saying Tam may have got high at the time or two in her life. So Tam, it's been a long time. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Well, thank you. Hello.
Thank you, Tam.
You don't get. I don't get any text messages, any calls. Jump in.
Huh? No, I've been texting you. You said you've been working, so I've been leaving you alone. What do you mean?
You texted me when?
You're getting sensitive. I said, we was talking about the house stuff, and you was telling me, girl, I've been working, and I know what that means, kind of like limit what I say to you, so are you like, kind of like,
no,
I've been working, that means tired type of thing, you know?
No. That does not mean that you limit text me, no.
Well, Tim, maybe my phone was off. Maybe I didn't pay AT&T on time, but
you
I just couldn't text you.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you together tomorrow. Don't even worry about that.
Oh, okay, church is over at 12:30. Okay. All right.
No
enough about foolishness. We gotta bring on our special guest. I can't wait to pick her brain. Her name is Sasha Walton. Listen now, guys. Sasha Walton. She helps entrepreneurs, primarily women and creatives, start and build businesses for sustainable growth while managing mental wellness. Sasha, thank you for giving us an hour of your time this evening. I'm taking you off mute, but you'll get on here, introduce yourself, and thank you for giving us an hour of your time.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, thank you for having me up here. And, I'm just excited to be here at this time of the night with you guys. It's so awesome. And so I'm Sasha Walton. I am a business strategist and CEO of SWM Management Group. And just like you just mentioned, I help women entrepreneurs, basically all entrepreneurs, but primarily women and creatives, build sustainable businesses. I include mindset coaching, and I really believe in the holistic approach to business. So I definitely value the mental wellness and how to really manage your business successfully while avoiding the burnout. And so those are the things that I help entrepreneurs do. I work with my clients in that same space, and I speak about that as well. So it's like a passion of mine. But thank you so much for having me here.
You're welcome. And I
know
that on all of your platforms, you mentioned the fact that you help to build entrepreneurs up, but you mentioned on all of your platforms that you help them to manage the mental wellness factor of that. What made you, you know, put that at the forefront with your description? That's a lot. That's major. And I feel like there was something that prompted you to have to, like, even put that beside the fact that potential entrepreneurs would need to maintain mental wellness. Can you speak more on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, you know, we all went through the pandemic. I have a pandemic recovery story. And in doing that process with the pandemic actually impacted my business. My business is solely into event production at the time, doing event services for corporate contracts, government contracting, and so forth. And when the pandemic hit, it shut down the event industry. It was one of the industries that was hardest hit. And so during that process, you know, I'm watching myself, like, going through the emotions and everything because, you know, I'm going from thriving to survival mode and, you know, wondering, okay, what am I going to do next? And I really, when I said I really went through the emotional part of it, I really did. And when I overcame and I looked back at it, I went ahead and I relaunched my business in December 2021, and I started to look back, and I was just like, you know, there were some things that I really went through, like those life lessons. You know, it was like a bigger part of self-discovery of yourself and, you know, some of those moments, sometimes it just takes for you to really feel like you're against, your back is against the wall. And for you to really see exactly what it has been like prior to that situation and, you know, you coming out of it, like where you are now. So I look back and I was like, okay, you know, there was a lot of life lessons that I learned in that. And the biggest part was managing my mental wellness. Like during that time frame, I still had people trying to come to me wanting to ask me to help them and their business and so many other things, but I couldn't show up for them because I was too busy trying to show up for myself. You know, I didn't even know what my next move was going to be. And so I got into that place. I just went ahead and embraced it. And, you know, it was like I didn't really realize, like, how much of a people pleaser I was, you know, how much of a type of person that always just put your hand to the plow. I'm like, you were just always working. You were doing something. You were managing your own stuff. You're managing everybody else's stuff. So you're like, you're overdoing it, but you're numb to it because you're so used to doing it. And so when I went through that process and when I came out of it, I really liked that lightness. You know, it was like all those burdens were just off of me. It had no choice because I wasn't trying to pick up nobody else's stuff. And, yeah, so I value that. You know, there are some things like knowing your capacity, you know, just being comfortable with saying no, prioritizing your self-care and all those things. But I also noticed that there are a lot of things that entrepreneurs don't really talk about when it comes down to their businesses and how they had to get to that point. You know, and entrepreneurship is not a pretty thing. It has beautiful results, but it can get ugly sometimes. And I feel like mental health and entrepreneurship is not talked about together. And but we're, you know, you see so many people like on your social media pages or whatever, and they're always talking about, oh, you know what, I'm so burnt out, I'm so overwhelmed. You know, they got families they're managing, they have their business, and some of them are still working 9-to-5 jobs. So it's like, how are you making it work for you? And so that's everything that prompted me to kind of get on this whole advocacy of mental health, mental wellness, and entrepreneurship. I always tell people I am not a clinician. I'm not a therapist. I'm an entrepreneur that had an experience. And with that experience, I chose to be vulnerable and transparent about it, and I talk about it. So that's like my passion project out of the whole thing. I speak all over internationally, and I actually talk about that. And I have a book called The Ugly Truth About Entrepreneurship, Keys to Managing Mental Wellness, that is a compelling story of everything that I went through, but it also is written in the format where it pulls out those real factors that people go through and helps you to think at the same time and process.
Wow, nugget after nugget there. How did you overcome whatever was going on mentally during the pandemic?
Oh, my goodness. I was in much prayer, much prayer. I mean, you know, my faith is centered in who I believe in, God. I know other people can say universe and so forth, but my faith is really built in that. And it really took me to, like, really dig into myself and dig into my faith. And really, like, you know, burning up everybody's ears, my family's and everything. But that was the type of things that kept me grounded. It got to a point where I've always done great things. And being in that position, it had me to look at myself like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to relaunch my business. I'm just going to just stay regular. I'm not even going to try to do this thing anymore. I was really on the verge of throwing in the towel. But I also felt like I wasn't mediocre at the same time. And, you know, I just had that face-to-face moment, and it was just like I felt like there was something I would miss if I didn't get back into the game, that I didn't overcome my own, you know, thoughts about the experience that I went through. You know, I felt like a failure, even though I didn't do anything to fail. But, you know, sometimes when things happen outside of control, it hits harder. And, you know, I just really just pulled myself up, you know, from that moment. And I was just like, you know what, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss whatever it is out here for me. And I just had to ask myself that question, is my fear greater than my purpose or my purpose greater than my fear? And at the time, I was really fearful of you know, if I do it again, will I fail? And what's that going to look like? But I also knew that there was something greater for me. And I just honed in onto that and just went full in. And, yeah, I just knew I had to do it differently. And I just said, okay, I'm going ahead and do it. And I'm going to get out here and do my thing. And I haven't turned back yet.
Wow. I'm going to proceed. But before I do, I'm going to put my brakes and ask Queen and Tam whether they have any questions before I kind of jump subject.
I don't really have a question, but I can definitely attest to burnout because I work all the time. And that graveyard shift is definitely why they call it that, because you're not meant to be awake. Your body should be resting. And so I can definitely appreciate you know, what you're doing and helping women to get into a space where they can live their passions and that holistic approach to self-care is definitely something that I have put on the top of my list. So I've been grinding this thing out with the pandemic. So thank you for your dedication and sticking with what you want to accomplish.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate that. You know, and I would just say before we move on, it's like something that, you know, we always talk about self-care, especially as women. We'll talk about self-care, but at the same time, we keep pushing. And I think sometimes it just seems like it's just natural for us to just do that. Like we're natural when it comes down to multitasking, managing so many things, and, you know, we feel like we are superwomen. And, you know, in a lot of cases we are. But I have this one thing I like to say, you know, the recovering superwoman. So the recovering superwoman is like, no, I will say no to what I need to say no to. I will, you know, prioritize self-care. I will take that hour for myself. And, you know, in that way you don't overdo yourself. You won't burn out. You won't be overwhelmed. You won't be stressed out. Because all that results, you know, it happens and it manifests in your body. And, you know, so in order to keep ourselves well, we have to, you know, really put ourselves first, not to be selfish, but to be self-full. And it's okay, you know what, I'm operating out of the overflow. I'm giving you out of my overflow, but I'm operating what's full in me. And you can't do it if you're empty. So I really do appreciate what you just said, and you're welcome, and thank you so much.
It was interesting, Sasha.
Uh-huh.
The other day, I know you were about to speak, Queen. Let me say this real quick. To you all's point, I woke up and I thank God for the day, and it's funny when the Lord speaks to you, especially when he knows that your mind starts to race at a certain point in the day. So when I woke up and thanked him for the day, and I was just all jolly and things, start enforcing breaks every day, whole hour, take the hour, take it. And I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, that's what came back to me when I started thanking him for the day. I tend to work through a whole day with no breaks, just bathroom. So this is to you all's point, especially, Sasha, you talking about that you're a believer, as am I. And this came to me straight from the Lord. Queen, you were going to speak. Go ahead, please.
Yes, because I was going to say, Pam must have saw that video that Mr. Dick Gregory put up when he was interviewed, and they asked him, what's the whole point of graveyard shift, this, that, and third? And he said exactly what it is. I mean, grave. People put to you know, rest. They're not going to come back and revive from that. And people working that, they are so highly sleep-deprived, suffering with heart issues, you know, mental issues, this, then, and the third, for overworking themselves, over-exhorting themselves through those hours that we technically supposed to be sleeping, you know. And being a entrepreneur, people say, oh, I work from 9 to 5, whatever, whatever. You're working 24-7, and like my homeboy say, 24-8, nonstop, no breaks, no breathers, you know, trying to get that business to stay sustained and relevant, to the point where you are sleep deprived all the time. So with her helping people with the mental portion, being out there working on their own, starting out their business and running their business, Somebody need to do that because I don't even hear that. And this is my first time ever hearing somebody tap into that, you know, that stream of work.
Yeah,
so that's
thank
a good,
you.
Good
yeah, it's so needed. It's so needed. I didn't realize how, you know, necessary it was until I went through it myself. And sometimes I feel like the best person to work alongside someone is somebody who went through it. And, you know, you can have all the education, you can have the experience, certifications and everything, which is necessary and good. But when you can add that extra layer of something onto it called I went through it, that right there helps to put more of a value on it and it makes it more relevant to the people that come across you. And I found that when I wrote my book and started really being verbal about it, and that's when it opened up my own eyes to say, yeah, I'm on the right track with this because so many people, they need to know that they're not by themselves, but they also need to know that it can happen. You can manage this thing together with managing your own life. It's just about how you do it, how you put yourself first when it comes down to it, and, you know, not being afraid to just step back when you need to, you know, so... Yeah, I really appreciate everything you're saying because it's like I got some things I'm thinking about pulling out for this year, and it's like, yeah, I'm getting close to making that decision. So,
you are very well spoken. The way that you're able to articulate and let your thoughts just flow so freely and have it come out in a way that's, I mean, concise but descriptive, I think is beautiful. And further, no, for real. And then I was watching, you asked me, you said, is there anything you need from me? I was like, no, because I was able to go on your page, find everything that I needed from the podcast to the bio to all of your social media just in one place, and it's all beautifully placed. And so this is where it goes back to branding. Queen and Tam, no, when I see a good brand, I will dote on this person. This lady has a great brand, a social media presence. It's all professional looking. And I just wanted to give you kudos on that. And then your branding is also awesome. So definitely, if I was an entrepreneur looking for a mentor and I found you, I would very likely hire you. Kudos.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And with regard to your podcast, go ahead and plug it real quick, and then we'll talk about that a bit.
Oh, yeah. So it is According to Sasha podcast. I started it last year, actually. I'm in my first full year of it, so it's my one-year anniversary. And, I'm loving every bit of it. I have a segment called Conversations, and I actually interview other entrepreneurs. And, you know, I love to be able to – my heart desire is always to help people. And I have that platform to really give a voice to other entrepreneurs that – they can reach out to an audience that may never get to know who they are. And, you know, and I just enjoy it. I love meeting new people. So it allows me to be able to use that platform in so many different ways. And, but we're everywhere. We stream via StreamYard, but we're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, and, well, that's the video portion. And the audio is everywhere on all of the streaming platforms, Spotify and iHeart and so forth. And we are on live every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, yeah, I'm enjoying every bit of it.
I'm curious to know how you learned so much about business and branding and strategizing.
Okay, so it's a long story, but I'm going to try to condense it as much as possible, but strategic planning, you know how sometimes you just have that thing that it comes natural to you. So there's a lot of things that come natural to me, but a lot of it always centers around being strategic and the strategic process and planning and so forth. And I like to say that's one of my superpowers, but I like to say that's a superpower of mine. And but I've been in business for over 20 years. I started in business in 1998, started out with event production. My first event I did, I actually volunteered to do it. It was a youth event. And from there, I just started doing more and more and more. And I evolved, my business evolved. At that time, I was just doing it as myself. It wasn't even a whole business name, but I was growing in that. But one thing I love doing is being able to incorporate all that I am and who I am and what I do. So not only have I been in business for over 20 years, but I've also have worked corporate for the same amount of time frame. So I, you know, kind of interchange that professional corporate life. I have a background in business, my degrees and my master's is in business and management. And I just firmly believe that when people do start businesses, they really should look at their skill sets. And that's the biggest part of who they are. They do it on a job, and it doesn't leave. When you go to start a business, it's the same thing. So being able to just pull all that in together is what I've done. Marketing is like one of those things that come, it just comes easy. I told somebody recently, I was like, I don't even really like marketing. They looked at me cross-eyed, and I was like, yeah, I really don't. I said, well, at the same time, I do it well. And, you know, so that's another thing that just comes easy. I'm a creative person, even though I'm on the business side of the world. I'm analytical, I'm logical, but I'm very creative as well. So I love to be able to, I think that part of the marketing thing comes easy because I like to escape through creativity. Like, I like to get rid of the analytical part of me and go into the creative side and just do the whole branding and marketing piece. And, you know, I've had opportunity to do a lot of marketing for the clients that I worked with in the past. Not only was I doing event production, but I was also helping other people start their businesses. I didn't ever advertise it because it wasn't the thing I was trying to do. I was really just building my event company. But I consulted, I helped scale businesses, everything. But as a package deal, I would help them with their marketing, and I would help them with their branding. And so I did all of that. And now I just put more into what I'm doing to build my own brand. And one of the things when I relaunched, I launched with a personal brand. And I knew that the different thing that I mentioned before, that I had to do something different, and that was being the face of my brand. So instead of me hiding behind a logo or hiding behind somebody else's business and doing business, I said, look, I'm just going to show up. And so everything that people see what I do on social media and in the press and everything like that is everything that I've done for other people in the past.
Very nice. You have to tune in to Intro to Info with your host, Nikisha, Tamika, Queen of Hearts, and our special guest, Sasha Walton. If you are listening via the link and you have a question or a comment, dial us at 515-605-9376. The number again is 515-605-9376. And I'm becoming more and more curious about you, Sasha, and I'm into the astrological signs, and I'm curious about yours. I'm listening to you now.
Well, I was going to say, go ahead and take a guess.
Okay, Virgo.
Yeah, so birthday is September the 13th.
What? Nailed it.
You nailed it. You nailed it. I mean, you know, we're and no offense to anybody, but like we're like the best sign. I ain't gonna lie, you know, because we could do a lot. There's a lot to us, but we're, you know, very good people and very hardworking and dedicated in what we do. So, you know, that's why I was like, okay, let me see if she's going to guess right and check your vibe too. Like, okay, can she guess it?
You nailed it. And Tam is a fellow Virgo, so go ahead and pop your collar. Go ahead. I'm
ready. Hey, Team Virgo.
Yes, honey. We already know. We can feel it. You can feel the energy, you know?
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, you guys. I was talking to a work colleague the other day, and I said, you always want to have a Virgo around you because they're the type, your guys see stuff that nobody else sees. It's like if you dress to the nines, the Virgo will see the piece of lint on your shirt and be like, oh, one little hair out of place. Nobody else can catch that but a Virgo in my experience. Anyway.
You're right. I think that's why I was like, I'm very analytical. We're very analytical. We're very in our heads a lot. And so I'm kind of thankful I had that creative side because, you know, I can get out of that whole analytical part of me. So some things we just can't escape because of the sign.
Yes. Yes. My next question is this. Do you think that it's necessary for a potential entrepreneur to hire someone such as yourself, or would they, could they still be successful just through studying and having free mentors? What do you think?
You know, I think it's on the person. I believe that if you're a type of person that can glean from the free mentors or the free master classes and you apply it well, like you retain and apply well, and it's easy for you to implement, then you may not need to have, you know, someone like myself, especially if you're just that type of person and it just comes easy for you. Because, you know, I have never had a coach. I've never had a mentor. Well, no, I take it back. I had one mentor, but that was like in government contracting. But for just basic business, anything like that, I really haven't had a quote-unquote mentor because everything came natural for me and easy. So if you're that type of person, then I would say no, just continue to educate yourself and apply what you're learning. But then you have some people that, you know, may start off without one, but what if they, it's how they started their business and they get to a point where they're maybe being successful, but they get stuck. And sometimes when you get to that point, you might need to have a mentor to help get you out of that sticky part of your business and help you to grow forward. And then you have some that just don't know. And it's, you know, they just want to get out there and do it. But in order for them to do it correctly, they may need to have a coach. And I wouldn't say just any kind of coach, like really get someone that know what they're doing. They not only know what they're doing, but also they're committed and dedicated to what you're doing. I think sometimes people can have like coaching and they're coaches because of their experience, but they may not have been trained either. And so they're giving out information, and then there's some people may feel like, you know, they don't customize a program for everybody's business because everyone is different. You learn different, mm-hmm. you retain different, you have a different type of business. So they're that cookie cutter experience. And that's when you hear people say, oh, I had a coach, but I don't feel like they got me anywhere. You know, so it's like mm-hmm. there's so many different factors, but I feel like if it's easy for you, you know, go ahead and do it. But if not, hire somebody like me or somebody else that you come across that shows the work, not only from their clients, but about what they do for themselves too.
Is there a particular kind of business that you're seeing women start? I'm talking about like these days, currently, that is. I mean, because I see people starting lashes businesses and esthetician businesses. But you actually do this for a living. So is it anything that you see trend-wise?
I do. I see a lot, like you said, I see a lot of the beauty, you know, beauty businesses. And every now and then I'll see people, you know, really branching out and doing, like, taxes, or they may come out as an HR person for small businesses and things like that. But for the majority of it, is anything dealing with social media and branding, maybe some marketing, but it's more so digital marketing than the whole suite of marketing. And
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of network marketing businesses too. And a lot of people get involved with that, and then they push that as the business. So I've seen it all travel, but everybody is a coach. you know, everyone's getting into the coaching business. So that is a big trend too. So yeah, that's what I see a lot of.
Interesting. And no question is a dumb question, but I see that you mostly want to help women. I'm prone to say why, but I think I know why, but I don't want to be presumptuous.
Well, I like working with all entrepreneurs, actually. I would say that I can work with anyone, whether male or female, in typically in different types of industries. But I would find that there are a lot more women that comes my way. or I find myself more in a room with a lot more women. And the other part is creatives. I love working with creatives because they're a blank slate, you know, and they are an area, a group of business owners that a lot of coaches don't tap into. And for one, creatives don't really look at themselves as being business owners. They are more so about the creation, but they are business owners. And I feel like if they understand that and shift that mindset, then it helps them to navigate that industry of art that they're in. And so one of the brackets of creatives I really work with are music artists. In the past, I've managed music artists, independent music artists. And when I managed them also, you know, talked to them a lot about business. And I said, when I kind of walked away from management and went more in a consulting role with them, you know, dealing with the music business industry, I, you know, was like, okay, when I come back to the scene, I want to talk about entrepreneurship because they're entrepreneurs. And so I have a book called Beyond the Music. It's a music artist entrepreneurship guide that I wrote last year. And, you know, for that reason, to help shift their mindset so they can navigate that music industry a lot better. And so I feel like creatives as a whole, that's, like I said, this is an untapped market. And so I'm breaking ground in that. But, yeah, definitely women and creatives. And, you know, I've worked with some men. I've worked with some men, and yeah, they're easy to work with. I mean, they pretty much, as long as you set the blueprint, they're ready to roll. So they're pretty much easy. But I also work with other businesses internationally, too. So it's like you have to kind of get across that norm, you know, how they do business internationally versus you. So it's like sometimes not just a language barrier, but it can be a barrier in thought. And how they process as well. So getting over that, you know, you're pretty much good. But, yeah, that's why I kind of work with women more so, because they just come into the space more.
And so you've written a total of 2 books, or are there more?
2 books for right now, 2 books. I might have another one. I might.
Now, I'm interested in purchasing your books, and also I wanted to ask you, do you have any personal favorite business and or self-help books in addition to your own, of course?
Oh, yes, I do. I love so there are 3 books that I have Audible, so I keep it on replay on Audible. Rich S, I don't know if I could cuss on whatever, but it's Rich S F by Amanda Francis. That's really good. It's a money mindset book. Awesome book. And I love the old school teachings like Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I love the principles in that book. There's another one called The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Sven. That's a very good book. Both of those books about like universal principles, it got the metaphysics in it and deal with faith at the same time. And but they're full of affirmations and how to apply the principles to your life. So I really love that. And then there is a book, a series of books called The Go-Giver. So I love that one because it helps you to, if you're a giver, if you're a helper and a giver, it really shines that light on how, you know, you just really just continue to be who you are and just let it flow. So those are my favorites.
And how as long as you're giving, you will never run dry because that giving is, it returns itself to you. Oh, that's a good series. And so is, like you said, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. I read those two, and thank you for the recommendations for the other books as well.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, The Go-Giver is that's a really deep book. I really like it. Yeah.
For sure. And speaking of men, Tam, your ex-boyfriend on the line, Michael Gay, get in here. Hey, Mike, take yourself off mute and say hello to our special guest, Sasha. He never knows if we're rebroadcasting or if this is live. So, big brother, once you realize we're live, go ahead and say
hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hey, good evening, sisters. ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
All right. Yeah, sometimes you never can tell if it's live or if it's recorded. I'm like, okay, I've been listening. I haven't heard anything said about last year or anything, but I just sit back and listen. But, no, I'm enjoying the show. I didn't have any questions as of yet or comments.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I'll just keep you off of mute and you interject when you feel the need to. But I'm going to admit to you, Sasha, as well as Queen of Hearts. Queen of Hearts hosts this show with me, and a lot of the stuff that you were saying, Sasha, about what you've gone through as an entrepreneur, I thought of you, Queen of Hearts, because she's somebody who does it all. She owns several businesses. She manages artists. She has a husband and children, is working. I mean, she was in school. Not just admire how she's able to balance all of that. And then she keeps me in check. She's like, look, we got to promote this. And I just be forgetting. I'll be sleep, drunk, something. She's like, come on, we got to. Like, she keeps me, like, you know, steered in the correct direction. So I just want Queen to chew. I know you're a little high right now, but you to really be listening to what Sasha is saying so that you don't burn yourself out, that you don't overwhelm yourself, because you truly are a pillar of strength. And just appreciate you. I think a lot of what Sasha's saying is relatable to you. Is that am I correct in this?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's why I always tell you. I say, sis, I'm going to my honeycomb hideout. You know, to go woosah a little bit, get away from things. Even though I'm out there, I'm still on my phone or whatever, working, but. It's a lot of mental strain, a lot of mental strain. And hearing that, like I say, she helped a lot, especially the women, because we take on a lot. Not that men do not. You know, you target the women, entrepreneurs, which is a great thing.
Yeah,
so I can relate a lot.
Yeah. And when she just mentioned that about you, I was just saying, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I remember, because when I worked a 9-to-5. My daughter was young when I started, so I'm managing a full-time business, working a 9-to-5, had my daughter, went back to school and everything. So when she said that, I was like, oh, okay, yes. Yeah, we're a lot alike right here.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I mean, when you're doing that juggling act, the one lady that put that video out saying, mothers, you're not just mothers, you da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and she ran down. I said, darn, I forgot I do that and that, you know, doctor, lawyer. You this, that, and that. I said, man, sure, I need to get a raise somewhere from somebody because I'm overworked, underpaid.
These guys, Michael Gay, Queen of Hearts, and Tamla, these are my friends in real life. But so it kind of – and they're all hardworking, thriving. They try to pour into me. I try to pour into them. And we're like-minded in that way. And I wanted to ask you, do you keep like-minded friends around you, or do you keep friends around you just – like, I think that's extremely important. So I just want to ask you what your personality type of your friends are.
Yeah, I definitely have like-minded friends, and they are definitely – I have a small circle, so I keep my circle small with my core group of friends, and they are all business owners in their own right, realtors, you know, somebody has a fashion line, and another one is an artist, but we have our powwows. You know, we come to each other, and if I have something to bounce off of them, you know, I'm like, look, I need to talk this out. I talk it out. We will all sit together and do some things. And, you know, they're really, really good friends, not just on the business side of things, but just being there for you, period. I feel like everyone should have someone or multiple people that you can go to. And, you know, of course, you have your family and everything, but it's nothing like your friends. Your friends are just, like, a lot different. But, you know, I feel like even if you have friends or acquaintances that you can still, you know, go to, but they might represent something different. You know, everybody represents something different in their life for you and vice versa. And you just have to acknowledge that. But then you got your core group. And my three girls, yeah, they're the core. And, I love them. They are everything.
So that means that, you know, don't believe that saying about keep your enemies close. No, just know what vicinity they are in.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And, you know, if you, I mean, for me, I'm very, I'm very cautious when it comes to people. Like, I'm the type of person that I can pretty much feel your vibe. So if it feels off, I'm going to stand back a little bit. You know, if we get acquainted, we're going to get acquainted, but that's about it. You know, I'm not going to let you get any closer. But I also have good male friends, too. You know, I have some good guy friends that, you know, I call them up real quick about some things. And so I really feel like having that balance of the type of friendships that you have, whether male or female, but definitely just, you know, you don't always want to be, like, so out there that you're not cautious, because there are times when people can get close to you because they have an agenda, and sometimes you don't find out until the end, you know, so that's like people always talk about the business besties, you know, they want to find people that I'm like, look, y'all better make sure they friendship worthy first before you start talking about business, you know, it's just, you got to be careful in this day, but if you got good, genuine people around you, those are the ones you hold on to.
Amen. And I realized just through living that quality is so much better than quantity. I used to keep a whole bunch of people around me. Then I'm like, no. I mean, living taught me that, though. You don't need all of that. You just need those same, like Anita Baker said, the same old love. I mean, really. I wanted to also ask you, there's some people in the entertainment industry who I feel like are like brilliant business women or brilliant business people. I'm enjoying picking your brain, and thank you for your transparency, because I could tell, like, you smart as a whip. Anyway, Candy Burris is one, is another, Nick Cannon is a third. Who are some people in the entertainment industry that you think are just brilliant business people?
That's really good. I think that The Rock is one of them, because he has his tequila line and some other things that he's doing. And believe it or not, I know what I'm about to say might be like, oh, really? But I believe Kanye West, you know, even though we don't understand him half the time, but he's very business savvy. And I feel like he understands what he's doing. We'll know what he does when he come out with it. We may not understand when he talks about it. But I really feel like, you know, listening to some of his older interviews, he's talked about business. But he's one of those entertainers that's always been business savvy. So he goes in with that business mindset. So that's what I do value about him. And then also, who else is really good? As far as business, those are the ones I can come off my head. I want to say Missy as well, Missy Elliott. But hers is solely, you know, entertainment-wise. But I would say as far as the how she handles her business, brand-wise and collaborations and being able to stay in the game for so long and be relevant, then yeah, definitely she handles her business too.
Yeah, I just saw this video where she was like, she's you know, slimmed down in size. She's got this, I think she has a fashion line now, I think, but they showed her I'm not sure, but what I saw, I just happened to run across this video, and it's like, well, they show her in this outfit, and then all of a sudden it just clips to another one. You know what I'm saying? It's that quick editing type thing. But I'm thinking it's probably her own wardrobe or own fashion.
No, she won. She was nominated for the Hall of Fame for Musical Hall of Fame for being a good music artist. So she was doing that, you know, transitioning with the outfits and stuff, I guess, to promote that.
Probably something.
Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, because she's written so many songs that for other artists and produced and everything. A lot of folks, you know, don't think about that, but she has, you know, done a lot of work as a writer, not just a rapper.
So she gets paid on all ends, all ends of the scope. So I feel like that's why I was like thinking about her in the entertainment industry, being able to balance that all and be savvy enough to make sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. And, you know, she, I mean, even she's representing a lot of products and merchandise, too. You know, so getting that brand recognition as well as, you know, the music business recognition, you know, hands down, definitely she's holding it down.
I was going to ask you a quick, real quick. Sis, I think you listened in last week. I had an individual on my show that he's an entrepreneur. And how he's going about his business is really interesting. And we were talking about what he is. He's a bee farmer. Okay.
Hmm.
He was actually invited and asked to, you know, come and check out a seminar. So just real quickly, he started off like two or three hives. Now he's got over 60 hives.
Mm-hmm.
He's got chickens now, for 70 chickens. And look at the price of eggs. But now he's selling eggs constantly. Eggs, and it's due to the fact he has, fortunately, 9 acres of land. There's a lot of black people who have acres of land, and they're all arguing and fighting over who owns what, you know what I mean, after the parents pass away, you know what I mean, and not using it. They're just paying the taxes on the land when they can use this land to be entrepreneurs, which now he calls himself a livestock farmer. What would you say to folks who have property and not actually looking at the value they have into doing something like starting a business such as that? Because it is something that's very lucrative, it seems, right now. What would you say, and how would you handle that if you were in that type of situation of where there's a... No,
yeah, that's a good one. That's really good. I would say if I had land, or if somebody said, oh, yeah, we got family, we got land, okay, the first thing I'll do is actually go into that city or where it's at, a county, and find out what type of zone it's in.
Good.
Because there's a lot of opportunities within certain zones. So if it's like an enterprise zone or hub zone or whatever it is that will help you get more support from the city or the county, then that's one start. But then also, you know, what are some of the economic development plans for that area? Because if you can't think of what to do on that land, you can also lease it out. Because sometimes you have big companies coming in and survey different areas because of an economic plan that's happening that you may not know about, but because you're getting more in tune with the city or the locality, then you find out these things that are happening, so you can put yourself in position. And even if it's not even just land, but if it's property, you know, commercial property or houses or whatever, you might be in an area where they're thinking about, you know, renovating, you know, redevelopment, gentrification or anything like that. How can you position yourself there to be a part of that? Not so much for them to buy you out, but how can you, you know, transform with it? And so those are some of the things that I will look at if I was in that position. If you had a home or anything, you know, I've heard of people having real estate that they're having, like they start nonprofits, but they have real estate under it because they're giving back to, you know, people who are in need of housing. And so, you know, so many different ways that you could go about it when you're starting a business. You could be a social entrepreneur, which is something along the lines of not being a nonprofit, but you're still a for-profit company, but you're really, you know, doing the good for the community. And, you know, or if people want to go up, they'll go into like a B corporation or something like that. But, you know, those are some of the things that I would, like, even somebody came to me and said, look, this is what I have. I'm like, okay, well, you know, can we turn this into an event space? Or, you know, what are the opportunities that are there that you can do? But definitely finding out within your locality of what you could do, because sometimes there are, you know, general use areas where you can maybe turn a residential home into a commercial property type of thing because of the zone. So you definitely want to check your zoning of it. But, yeah, those are some of the things. But that guy who's a bee farmer, I mean, he's in the right place with that because of the issues with bees as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the honeybees has really declined in population. And so, you know, he can go a lot. He can do a lot with that because of the issue with honeybees. Not just about, you know, harvesting honey, but he can go a lot further with that and getting a lot of press and everything else. You know, it's a whole marketing thing. He can go with that, but, you know, that's a whole nother show, I'm quite sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing great. I mean, he's making money off the honey, and plus he takes the bees, which he's growing more and more, to the farms to pollinate the, you know, the plants. So the farmer's got to pay him. So that's something I was saying that was kind of interesting, of something that's simple, you know, to do and make a living off of it, you know, that people need to tap into, you know.
Yeah. But I would say the other part, too, is people, you know, it all depends on what they're looking at. Some people may look at a business like that and say, well, I got to get my hands dirty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get your hands dirty and make a lot of money, so which one you want to do? And so it could be like a mindset thing to shift with that. And then you got some people like, hey, you know what, shoot, I could get dirty with it and start something new. But, yeah, definitely, you know, it all depends on what the mindset is and how far they think, and then utilizing the assets that they have.
Sasha, I've just followed all of your platforms on social media. If anybody who's listening who's interested, you're welcome. Tell them how they can follow you or get in contact with you if they're interested in. And I want you to also tell these, who should reach out to you? Should somebody, Shakisha Jenkins up the street, who told me, hey, Makisha, I want to start a business, but I don't know what I want to do. Should she come to you, or should Shakisha already have the business, you know, idea, you know?
Shakisha Jenkins.
Well, Shakisha Jenkins, is she just ready to start one? Yeah, you know, if you're a startup, if you're not even startup phase, if you're even thinking about a business, I love to work with people who are thinking about it, who are ready to proceed with it, because then I can help them create that slate. Boom, we got it. But then you got people with startup phase, already got an idea about how they're doing, and you got people who want to grow their business. So any point of business that you're at, like I said, the idea phase, startup phase, I love working with people who are really in that place of pivoting. And so forth, or if you're just already there and you just want to grow a business and have more strategy with it, then you could be at any level of business and, you know, we could work out something. But I would say if anybody want to contact me, the best way is through my website, www.swimgtgroup.com. So it would look like swimgtgroup.com. All my socials are attached to it. But I am on IG as That Girl Sash, and it's SACH, and I'm on Facebook. So, so you can just always follow me there. But go to my website. My info is there, my email. You can book me, all this other stuff. I do speak, so if y'all need me to come out and speak for you guys or workshop or whatever, I do that too. And so, yeah, I'm here and ready.
Well, Makisha, this is Miss Jenkins, and I do want to start a business, for real, though. On God.
Listen, you are so crazy. Oh, this hour has gone. I definitely want Sasha to wrap up with some words of encouragement and words of wisdom, but before we do that, Tam, Michael, Queen, any other questions or comments before we have Sasha wrap us on out of here?
We need to come back for part two to talk about those grants, you know, because we need to be educated on that.
All right, we're down for part two.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Tam, you good? Okay. She
yes,
might be
ma'am.
Working. Go ahead. Okay, you good. Okay. All right. Sasha, give us some words of wisdom before we wrap on out of here.
All right. I want to say thank you, everybody, for having me on the show. I really enjoyed this night. To the people out there, I would just say, you know, be good at what you are. Understand who you are and go forth in that. Don't play it small in life. Don't shrink back from opportunities that can grow you, that can build you and set you into a whole nother level. If you have an idea out there, just know that your idea is attached to your purpose. So in order to do that, go ahead and implement it, because you can bring impact to the world and just be a change maker and own your superpower. That's all I got for you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. Thank you for the listeners here on Intro to Info right here on the JKN, the J King Network. I'm your host, Makeisha Best, right alongside Tamika, Queen of Hearts, and Michael Gay. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Peace. Thank you.
Howdy.
You do.
Bye.
Oh, God.